The gospel reading, in the first reading actually today, St. Paul talks about the dignity that we have and tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. What a glorious thing. And how often we completely forget that that's the reality. We tend to look at things just in an earthly way. And St. Paul says that if that's what we're going to do, he said, they are showing themselves to be enemies of the cross. So obviously, yes, we have a citizenship in this world, and we have to live in this world. But our focus has to be on heaven. When we look at that point of citizenship, there are people who, well, most everybody that's come from America came from somewhere else. And while we can all call ourselves Americans, the fact is that there are some people who want to make sure that they maintain their citizenship, the country they came from, and they want to make sure that everybody knows that. I was at St. Agnes, we had a deacon who had the most wonderful English accent that you've ever heard, and he specifically went back to England 2 or 3 times a year just to make sure that he didn't lose his accent. I mean, he had family there too, but nonetheless, it was primarily to keep up his accent. He loved his English accent, and he wanted everybody to know that. He was a citizen, and that's what came through. Your citizenship is in heaven. Is that what comes through? Number one, we should be making frequent visits. Obviously, we can't get to heaven itself, but heaven has come to us in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord has come to us, so we can make frequent visits to our Blessed Lord. We can have that one foot in heaven, if you will, if you think of it that way. And so while we're on earth and away from our place of ancestry, we can still continue to check in. We can keep up, if you want to think of it that way, the accent of heaven, so that when people hear us speak, it's not that we're going to talk with a different accent, but we're going to speak in a different way. We talk about the things of God. We talk about holy things. We talk about things that are going to be edifying people. Things of the world tear people down. They don't build people up. And so if we get caught in all the foolishness of the things of the world, it's not going to help us or anyone else. And obviously, we have to deal with the things of the world. We don't have to be caught up in it, especially the things that are not good. And we've got lots and lots and lots of that surrounding us right now. So we need to be really careful, because we can get caught into the idea that everyone else is doing this and so on. It's like, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We are to be conforming ourselves to the Lord. We pray every day in the Our Father. We glorify God. We pray that His will would be done in heaven and on earth as it is in heaven. And that has to start with us. It's one thing to be able to say, wouldn't it be nice if everybody was living according to the ways of heaven? Yeah, it would. That'd be wonderful. But wouldn't it be wonderful if I was living according to the way of heaven? Even if the people around me don't, I should. I should be that leaven. I should be the light in the darkness. I should be lifting these people up by the way that I live, by the way that I speak, by the way that I act, by the example that I give. Those are the kinds of things that all of us should be about in the situation of our lives. But because we're the minority and everyone else around us is doing this other stuff, it's a whole lot easier for us to get sucked into all of that and to become like the people around us. Start using bad language, start talking about things that are not good, things that aren't helpful to anybody. And so if we look at it that way, we realize what St. Paul is talking about, how easy it is to become an enemy of the cross. And he says of these people, their end is ruin. Do we really want to fit in and take the risk of losing our souls? That's the real concern. We can't just keep giving lip service to the Lord and then live like a bunch of pagans. We have to live as citizens of heaven. We have to make sure that we are living according to the dignity that is ours in Christ. That's what God has given us. And ultimately, as St. Paul reminds us, that it's about not just being able to get our soul to heaven, but our whole person. Because the power of God at work within us, in the power, in what he has demonstrated in raising Christ from the dead, that's already at work in us. It's going to be ultimately at work in raising us from the dead and seating us at God's right hand in heaven. But for now, it is something which is already at work in us. So we have that power of God. We look at what happened in the gospel and the raising of this little girl, and we can all be wowed at that. That's nothing compared to what's going to happen on the day of the resurrection. We're not going to be resuscitated. We're going to be resurrected. Our body is going to be reunited with our soul, and assuming we go the right way, it's going to be glorified. That's the power of God that is at work in us already. While we don't see it in its fullness, the truth is that it's already there. And if we will cooperate with that grace and we will work with the Lord, that's where we're going to see the change within our own selves, so that we can truly live according to the dignity that is ours, so that we can be the citizens of heaven. And as citizens of heaven, that means we're children of God. And that's how we're supposed to live, as children of our Heavenly Father. So that's what we want to keep working toward, and really look within ourselves and examine ourselves carefully to make sure that the way that we're living, the way that we're speaking, the way that we're acting in every part of our lives, we are truly showing ourselves to be the children of God and citizens of heaven.